not your first rodeo.
No. Not my first rodeo.
We don't have a rodeo.
Fair either.
No, we don't.
I presented at the fair a couple years ago.
Oh.
I did a bento demonstration, and I showed people how to put bento boxes together.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Why did you not come back? That's amazing.
Because I do 14 million things. I'm an event person, too.
Okay,
I do the Wine Country Big Q, which is going to be happening there.
Yes, we know. Yes, right after.
I work for Judy.
Oh, so. Judy Groverman. She's great.
She's great.
Yeah, love her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll see you then after the fair as well.
You will see me a lot, yes.
Good.
I also do a month-long haunted house with Judy. We do the Artisan Cheese Festival.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We do the Rose Parade, so I'm an event girl. This is my side gig.
I see. Oh, fabulous.
That's so common in radio. People are like, yeah, I do this.
I do that. I do the other thing. Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's good to know.
Yes. It's super fun. Yes. Right. Yes, totally fun.
Totally.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're talking about the Sonoma Marin Fair. It's so exciting. Wednesday, June 20th through Sunday, June 24th, of course, at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. Great fairgrounds and so much fun. This is like the really big first fun fair of the year, and it's so exciting to kick off fair season with this great fair. In the studio with me, I have Christy Gentry. She is the publicist for the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds and Event Center. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Of course. Allison Caney is the CEO for the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds and Event Center.
Thank you
for being here. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
And also we have Mike Parks. Mike Parks is a board member for the Sonoma Marin Fair. Hi, Mike.
Thank you for having us.
Sure, of course. So let's talk about the fair. Of course, it's been going on for many, many years. Do we know how many years it's been running?
This is our 79th fair.
You're kidding, 79 years?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. And it's really changed, of course, over 79 years, you know, all different kinds of iterations of the fair. But it's very exciting. It's very much a down-home kind of affair. It's got that great feeling of tradition and just the wonderful community spirit in it, too. So I think that's so much fun. Let's talk about how much it costs, because I think this is a really nice thing about the Sonoma Marin Fair. It's still very, very affordable for the entire family to attend. How much does it cost?
The fair admission is $18, and that includes your all your carnival rides, and it includes our concerts.
Mm. Wow.
See, great deal.
That you can't beat, especially when you look at other fairs around the area where you get in the door, but then you have to buy all of your carnival rides. Then you have to buy, if you want to see a special concert, there's a little bit of an upsell there too. So this, you're not being fooled at all. You know how much it is. You go in and you can just enjoy the day. So much fun. And you've got some incredible concerts. Let's talk about these headliners. These are great. Oh, my goodness. En Vogue. My, like, teen self is like, what? En Vogue is going to be here?
Never going to get it.
Oh, no. I know. It's so exciting. So, Christy, tell us about the concert.
All right. Well, opening on Wednesday night, we have En Vogue. We're super excited about it. These ladies are complete professionals. Mm-hmm. They've been doing this a long time. They actually have a new album coming out. And, yeah, they're going to kick it off at 8 o'clock on the Petaluma stage.
Uh-huh.
Then on Thursday, we have Texas Cowboy Clay Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to Petaluma to rock the stage. He is sort of a special guest and near to dear in our hearts because he actually competed in the rodeo. He is a real cowboy who also just has a love for fairs. So mm-hmm. we're super excited to have him. And Friday we have 80 Rock Band 38 Special.
Nice.
Hold on, loosely. We have on Saturday.
You're singing at every single concert. I can hear it right now.
And on Saturday, we have Smash Mouth. And they're actually locals. They're from San Jose. And they are here to rock their, like, an anniversary celebration of their album.
That is so cool. So great entertainment. Mm-hmm. En Vogue, Clay Walker, sponsored by Froggy 92.9, 38 Special, sponsored by The River. En Vogue with Hot 101.7. And then, of course, Smash Mouth rounding out the weekend. So very, very fun. Great support from local radio stations to make these concerts happen as well. And we couldn't talk about the Sonoma Marin Fair without talking about the world's ugliest dog contest.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So this is a worldwide draw, actually. You have mm-hmm. contestants from everywhere who are entered into this.
Yeah, we have. We've typically had folks even across from the UK, across the pond.
Really?
Yeah, they typically come every year. I think this year is the first year, actually, that the UK will not be joining us. But we have people from all over that are entering their pups. And this year, it's a really sound message that we're really shifting the notoriety of the contest mm-hmm. to talk about adoption and animal rescue. Actually, we have a new sponsor on board, Paw Scout, the Smarter Pet Tug, which is a Novato-based company. They are sponsoring the contest, and their sponsorship dollars are contributing to a prize match this year. So the three winners, first prize gets $1,500 and a trip to New York. Second is $1,000, and third is $500. All get trophies and bragging rights, of course. Mm-hmm. But in the prize match will equally match each prize, so there'll be a $3,000 allotted towards an animal rescue of the prize winner's choice.
That's wonderful.
Because we really want the community to know that all animals deserve a loving forever home. Mm-hmm. And this contest is not a mockery of imperfections. It's actually a showcase of love despite imperfections. And so we want to use that to advocate for the many pets, especially after what we went through in October. You know,
yeah.
The need is great, and it's important for everybody to understand that that comes first.
Yeah, and it is so apparent when you see these pet owners come up with their pets, how much they love their pets.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, with their little cute faces, and they might not be so cute to everybody else, but to that owner, this is an adorable little pet. Mm-hmm. So that's a wonderful message too.
Sure, we say the furry mamas. They're, you know, it's a face only a mom can love, but our pets are our children. We love them dearly. So.
Yeah. So when exactly is the World's Ugliest Dog competition happening?
Sure. This year is on a Saturday, mm-hmm. and the contest is actually starting at 6 p.m., but we have some really fun pre-contest entertainment. We have a pet fest going on from 3 to 5:30. This is actually going to be several vendors and organizations on site to talk about adoption, have actual pets for adoption,
okay.
information, animal care, animal safety, welfare. And then we also will have a pre-pet contest show, which is actually pet tricks that will be happening at 5:30.
Yes. I've seen them in rehearsal. They're very good.
It's going to be really fun. That'll just get everybody sort of excited about the contest. And then at 6 p.m., the judging will start.
Okay, great. And you did mention that first place heads to New York as well. What do they do in New York?
So we have a relationship with NBC. They will be flying the contestant and their handler to New York to appear on the Today Show Monday Morning Live.
So cool. I love how Petaluma gets this worldwide stage because of this. It's pretty cool. How long has that been happening, that the winner heads out to New York?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. It's been happening at least 5+ years and more. I'm not sure when we officially started traveling with the dog, because mm-hmm. typically what would happen is the contest is actually through, it's a Sonoma Marin Fair contest, but mm-hmm. sometimes we get separated a little bit because the dog contest just has taken on its
it really
own
has.
International
it's got a,
celebrity.
Yeah. A book and a movie, I think, about it.
I mean,
oh, right. I should have brought
it's
the book.
Quite yeah. So. So the dog has been traveling and doing appearances on shows, you know, NBC, ABC, Good Morning America, Today Show, Jimmy Kimmel, for years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what we're trying to do is really reconnect the contest with the fair and community to let everybody know that this is a Petaluma-based Sonoma Marin Fair event.
Yeah, right, so. Right.
And a longstanding tradition, because the contest alone goes back 30+ years.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, far before the big media campaign. Yeah.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But of course, I can see why it's attractive. I mean, this is a very singular kind of an event to be celebrated, the world's ugliest dog, and certainly puts Petaluma on the map for the rest of the world as well. So let's talk a little bit more about some attractions. What new attractions are we seeing at the fair this year?
Well, we have a couple of new things we're very excited about. We have a butterfly exhibit that'll be housed inside of our commercial building. So guests can go in to an enclosed area. They'll be able to interact with 1,000+ butterflies, be able to feed them. There's a small nectar stick they can choose. So it's just a way to connect our guests with nature in a very different way right here in their backyard.
Yeah.
We also have the North Bay Science Discovery Day joining us on the first day, which is Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our everyone gets in a discounted rate until 5:00. But those of us who are familiar to Sonoma County probably know North Bay Science Discovery Day and their big, big events at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds for schools. This brings that whole experience to the public in a different way. So they're bringing us 9 exhibitors. Our guests are going to be able to do instant ice cream, look through a telescope. They'll get to take a look at the bookmobile from Marin County Free Library. The Forestry Service will be there, and a couple other surprises. So That's it should great. Be a really nice hands-on experience for the kids
that is
on that
fun.
First day.
I love that. We've got Chloe involved. Chloe's
always.
Got an imagination
oh,
station.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. So Clover Stornet has been a fabulous sponsor. Kids have always enjoyed, adults too, always enjoyed coming and getting their free sample of Chloe ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
But this year, Clover has sponsored a huge tent for us, and that is Chloe's Imagination Station. Mm-hmm. There is a large 16-foot coloring mural for the community to participate in together. There'll be contests in that tent. There'll be activities sponsored by both Marin County and Sonoma County 4-H. Mm-hmm. Loosely around our theme of Beyond the Milky Way, so a little bit space travel themed. Uh-huh. So that'll be super fun. We have some changes in our location. So our petting zoo and our Agventureland, which are wonderful, wonderful exhibits, are going to be in our barn area. So they're going to get more space this year. So right. families will really be able to go back there, spread out, take their time, be in the shade, and really enjoy those two attractions. We have a nice family rest area, which we started last year, which is expanded as well. Mm-hmm. It'll be indoors, air conditioned. So nice. You can, yeah, slip in there, take a load off your feet, grab a juice box, relax a little bit.
The only other thing I see on the website is MindWorks. That just sort of expands on the STEM and STEAM fun at the fair.
Yeah, yeah. MindWorks is hands-on interactive STEM activities. So mm-hmm. if you're, you know, thinking of manipulatives and Lego walls, giant games, bubbles, all kinds of science activities that enable kids and their parents to experience STEM activities together, but in a way that's fun. So, you know, it doesn't feel like school, doesn't right. feel like you're learning anything, very experiential. Yeah, super fun, interactive. We're really excited to have them.
Yeah, one thing that I see here that looks like so much fun is a giant operation board.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Right.
Uh-huh. On a giant scale. I love that.
Yeah,
it should be
great. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing what they bring us.
Very cool. Yeah. So lots of things for the family to do, for the curious to do, no matter what age you are, to expand your experience with STEM, which is great for kids of all ages, of course. And also, let's talk a little bit about the carnival. It's so much fun to head to the carnival grounds. What kinds of rides and things and activities are you finding at the carnival?
We're going to have all the traditional favorites. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always the Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. We have the swings, some of the kiddie rides. We have a carnival both for sort of like the more thrilling, adventurous
yes, okay.
carnival riders. And then we have the kiddie carnival so that they're more age-appropriate, size-appropriate,
right.
fun for the little ones.
Uh-huh. In its own separate area, which I always appreciated when yeah. I had little kids, is there's yeah. that space where you could get away from the fray and they can
right.
enjoy
Yeah,
and tons
rides,
of
yeah.
fun games through the midway. You know, that all of the favorites are going to be back. I mean, not just the corn dogs, the cotton candy, the kettle corn, but also all of the fun games that the kids can
yeah.
play, the hoops and the balls and, you know, the darts.
And win the giant stuffed animal, which is always
mm-hmm.
fun. Fun to take home that trophy.
Makes for a great photo.
It does. It really does. All right. We're talking about the Sonoma Marin Fair, of course, which is at the in Petaluma right there off of the highway. It's very easy to get to and plenty of parking as well, which
yes.
is great, too. Sonoma Marin Fair starts June 20th, which is a Wednesday, and runs through Sunday, June 24th. Tickets are $18 for adults, and this is an all-inclusive price. So this includes your concert. This includes all the carnival rides and a lot of fun. So you don't have to nickel and dime yourself when you go to the Sonoma Marin Fair. Everything is laid out for you and a lot of fun to be had. Let's talk about some of the fair contests. Are there still opportunities to enter into fair contests? Where are we at on that?
Yeah, well, first off, the World's Ugliest Dog Contest, mm-hmm. We'll be accepting entries for that until the 20th, so
okay.
Wednesday. Yeah,
great.
People
mm-hmm.
are welcome to enter that. We also have on-the-ground contests. So mm-hmm. you walk in the gate, look at your schedule. There's a funnel cake eating contest.
Mm.
There is a dessert decorating contest. And a lot of these you can find either at our Kiwanis stage or at Chloe's Imagination Station.
Okay.
Will be where those happen.
Well, and also we just want to do a plug that Farmer's Day, actually, which is Saturday, June 23rd, there are some really cool activities that go on back there. We do all kinds of contests and activities that mimic life on the farm. Mm, so they might be activities that happen in an everyday farming situation, but they're turned into a game.
Oh, cool.
And it's fun for the guests, and it's open to the public. Sometimes people don't realize they can go back there, and they can actually sign up on the spot that day.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to have a plan. You can just go back there and jump in and join the fun.
I'm really looking forward to the stick horse race for the little ones. People are not going to want to miss that.
Or the goat milking, for that matter.
Goat milking? A contest? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this year's Farmer's Day has brought in the kids a little bit more than in the past. As was mentioned, you have the stick horse race, but also a cow pie toss and a relay race. Some other aspects that really bring in and allow for the younger ones to have an opportunity to participate.
That's great. Great. And I'm sure great photo opportunities and video opportunities of getting your kids involved in that kind of stuff. That's
constant.
Very fun. Lots of things to post on social media there.
Good prizes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Come check it out.
Okay. Good, good. So we'll have to show up and find out at the Sonoma Marin Fair. Fair food. Oh. Always, I mean, we talked about a little bit the cotton candy and the corn dogs, but this is also an opportunity to sort of be a little bit adventurous, try some different things. What kinds of fair foods are you going to find at the Sonoma Marin Fair?
Well, really a little bit of everything. And the person in our office who's in charge, Rich, who's in charge of our, you know, vendor concession relations, he does a fabulous job of making sure that that our guests have a great breadth to choose from. So there will be Chinese food, pizza, Indian cuisine, plus your, you know, like you mentioned, your traditional popcorn, candy corn, corn dogs. There's going to be something for everybody.
That's good. Nice. And can you enter anything into the fair? Is there still time? Or at this point, have we sort of cut off entries into the fair?
Our entries have closed.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's closed.
All
but
right.
People are going to want to come and look at all those entries. Come and look at the art. Come and look at the quilts. Look at the baked goods, because you're going to see something there that you can do and probably better. And this is the time to start planning for next year.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, what you're doing at home is probably fabulous and worth sharing with the community.
Yeah, those exhibits are really fun to check out. Can you tell us a little bit more about the exhibits and what different categories we'll be seeing at the fair?
I think it's a great opportunity to showcase what our community does, from school-age children to high schoolers, what they're doing in their ag metal shop, what they're doing. It's not just animal entries. We have such a broad spectrum of all ages of exhibitors showcasing what is important to them and what they really like to be a part of.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite parts of heading to a fair, is really to see what kind of community entries there are. And you see such talent just from the people here in our community, that the passion that they have, the amount of hours that they put into their hobbies and their activities. It's just really inspiring to see.
You know what is really special about a fair is the multi-generational participation. And I think that that is really important and special about Petaluma and the Sonoma Marin Fair, is that we have families that are still participating and have been for generations, some even on our board of directors, who have come from fair, long-time fair families.
Yeah.
Mike?
I am a third-generation exhibitor and a third-generation board member for the Sonoma Marin Fair.
That's fantastic. What kinds of things have your family entered into the fair?
Traditionally, it was mainly livestock, so from cattle and sheep primarily.
Yeah. Did you do 4-H?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
And FFA.
Wonderful. Excellent. Yeah, yeah, that kind of family tradition is wonderful to be able to see at the fair. And it keeps going. I mean, I'm sure, you know, there'll be other parks who will be entering in the future.
We hope so. It's sort of a dying breed. And the truth is that it's an issue for fairs across the nation, that less and less people are participating in these handmade goods because, you know, the kids are interested in digital assets and technology. And so to see some of our youngsters still participating in these sort of like age-old techniques of sewing and quilting, it's very special. And I do think that for families, it's still an opportunity for them to gather around the kitchen table, decide what they want to do, make things together, come together as a unit in a time when time is more precious than ever.
Right, right. And actually, I think that there may be a swing, too. I think that, and it sort of is starting to happen, of a reaction to this whole tech all the time and digital lives,
yes,
that people still are realizing that there is value in learning how to can something or, you know, how to bake or cook or do something that is fulfilling for the soul, not just, you know, for putting food up or anything like that. That's and carrying on traditions from a family. I think there's real value in that.
Well, you know, the modern concept of reduce, reuse, recycle is has its roots in food preservation and clothes upcycling and hand-me-downs. And it's interesting how such a modern concept that we live with every day really goes way, way back. And mm-hmm. when we bring that forward, it's neat and exciting to see it expressed in new ways.
Right. And we also reward it, too, at the fair, don't we? There's scholarships and awards that are given out.
Absolutely.
About how much or what kinds of awards are and scholarships are given out?
We have this is off the top of my head.
Sure.
So we have 12 to 15 scholarship opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
The scholarships alone are probably around $30,000.
Wow, that's
amazing. And the prizes. So we are very fortunate in that, you know, Mike mentioned these families that go back generations. They want to support the next generation after that. And so they invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And fairs are a very unique place where our youth are invested in. To grow and develop. And these scholarships are not just fill out the form and turn it in. They have to showcase what they've done. They have to sit through an interview. It's when they earn one, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. So we're happy to be part of that.
That's
that tradition.
Okay. That's great. And have the scholarships been awarded this year? Are they going to be presented at the fair or have they already been presented?
Not yet. They will be presented on the last day of the fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, very exciting. Let's also talk about the wine garden because this is a fun aspect of the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds. You have a wine tasting, of course, that happens at the fair. Tell us a little bit about the wine garden and how all of this works. And there's a special day, too, at the fair, right, for a wine?
Well, the wine tasting is every day at the
right.
fair. But we have a special event. So the wine tasting is actually a showcase of the North of the Gate wine competition, which mm-hmm. is actually held in April.
Right.
And our judges, esteemed judges from all over, renowned, select the wines that they feel are worthy of awards ranging from silver, bronze, silver to gold, double gold, mm-hmm. best of show, best of class. And so throughout the fair, we'll serve various award-winning wines in the wine garden.
Mm-hmm.
However, on Saturday, we call it Taste of the North Gate, and that is a special event that is inclusive of a pairing. There's going to be wine, cheese, chocolate, small bites, live music, and it does require a tasting ticket.
Okay.
There's not a fee to enter the garden, but it's just if you want to participate in the tasting, there's a tasting ticket. You get a souvenir glass,
uh-huh.
three tastes. I think for the North of the Gate is $15 on Saturday and $10 the rest of the time during
okay.
fair. But it's a rare opportunity to taste these award-winning wines and even in some cases hear a little bit about the wines, the winemaking process, the regions, the variety of regions that scored mm-hmm. high, and the unique climates that participated in that. The evolution of these amazing wines. And so it's fun. It's just a great way to sort of bring like all the best of Sonoma and Marin County all into one little space.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is very fun because, with the Petaluma Gap there, AVA, that's also kind of fun to be able to recognize that as well. Mm-hmm. So much fun. All right. So we've got all different kinds of things. Of course, we've got vendors as well. You've got a wonderful hall where people can visit the vendors and check out all of their different wares as well. So really, the Sonoma Marin Fair has everything.
Something for everyone, for all ages, for sure.
Right. So now is the time to get your tickets. Can you purchase them online at this point, or do you need to purchase them at the gate?
No, you can purchase them online, actually,
okay.
on our website. There's a small savings if you purchase them in advance. It's mm-hmm. about 10%.
Okay.
But also, we should probably share that we have some really cool discount days. So, for instance, Wednesday opening day is Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is a kid until 5 p.m.
Okay.
That means they pay $12 to get in, which is the kids' admission. It's 13, mm-hmm. I believe. Up to the age of 13 is 50. But on Wednesday, everybody is the kid until 5.
Uh-huh.
And then on Thursday, we have Seniors Day. And seniors will be able to get in 65 plus
mm-hmm.
for $6.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Friday is Heroes Day. And
discount
Friday,
to all military and first responders.
Yeah, okay. military and first responders only mm-hmm. pay $15 to get into the gate.
That's great. All right. So different special days, and all of this you can find at the website, which is also where you can purchase tickets in advance if you'd like, at sonoma-marinfair.org. Again, that's sonoma-marinfair.org. So much fun to be had. Be sure to check out the concerts, the world's ugliest dog contest, all of the wonderful exhibits, the carnival grounds, the wonderful vendors. Get some food, taste some wine. It is really a all-inclusive fair and very, very fun. Of course, I'm sure you always take
volunteers.
Yes. Yes.
And if anybody, it's a great opportunity. You know, fairs are a great place for kids to have a first job. It's a great way for teenagers to get involved, participate in helping the younger kids. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to participate. You can volunteer. You can have a seasonal summer job. Everything's online. They can go on to the website and check it out and contact us.
Very good. Again, that website is sonoma-marinfair.org. The fair is Wednesday, June 20th through Sunday, June 24th. Advance tickets available and also at the door as well. Christy Gentry is the publicist for the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds and Event Center. Allison Caney is the CEO and Mike Parks, board member for the Sonoma Marin Fair. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Sure, and we'll see you at the fair.
See you
this
there.
Is Sonoma County Focus.